Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Chris in Monmouth County. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Boomer? Gio, thanks for taking the call. First, I have to say, I can't even imagine what Evan's going to say this afternoon, but I'll leave that for later. So before the game starts, I put the TV on. I put 203 on to see MSG. I'm thinking the pregame is on, right, with Allen and all those other guys and Bill Pito and Wally. And they're playing the Game 7 94 Knicks Pacers. And every game I watch, I'm standing at the television. I'm not even sitting down with my all sport watching. And I'm telling you, I was like, I'm 48 now, and I'm getting jacked up for this game. I'm watching the Knicks. I'm watching Patrick. I'm watching Mason with his little baby jump hook, Harper hitting threes, and we win that game. And the greatest moment in that game is Patrick hugging that guy in the camel sport coat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The greatest moment of my life is like a regular person except for my wife and my daughters.
Sure.
Anyway,
yep.
Watching this game last night, and I'm saying to myself, this is tremendous. We're going to get this game one win. And then the magic of the Pacers-Knicks on their side last night starts to happen. And as I'm waking up this morning, Boomer, I'm with you. It was awful. We wanted that game one victory. But you know what? In a way, I think this is also good because good comes from bad. And if that Halliburton, who I can't stand, and I just, you want to hate him, I really feel if we don't use that as motivation to get through these next six games, I don't know what it's going to be. But I firmly believe, like you do, Gio, we can win this series. It'll be tough. But if I look at NBA, the Knicks are always involved in the most interesting games. And as a fan, I'll take that any day of the week. Then popping threes or like what the Celtics did last year and just cruise through. But I'm excited. I was angry, but I'm happy. I mean, I just like to be here, right? As a sports fan, you want your team here.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, it's 100%. Yeah, you got to go with the ups, Chris. And you got to go with the ups and downs, man. That's all there is to it. I mean, the thing that we took out of this game, we said it early this morning at 6 o'clock. We'll say it again, is that the game was opened up and really felt like you saw the athleticism that the Knicks have. And even with Jalen Brunson sitting on the bench and he not having a great night from the three-point line, he still was the engine that made the team roll. And then when he was down, OG Anunoby actually got involved. Campaign got involved. So, look, I thought it was an amazing game. It was such a heartbreaking loss. But now we know how the Boston Celtic fans feel after game one and two.
Yeah, and I, Chris, said I agree with you. The Knicks can win this series. I mean, I think the Knicks still will win this series. I loved what I saw for 95% of the game. And, I mean, it's not like they got their doors blown off. It's not everybody's still healthy. I mean, it's just this was a miracle finish to from a team that, by the way, the Pacers have been doing a lot of this. The Knicks they did it to the Celtics. Now it happened to them. Long series, two good teams. We all thought it was going to be a seven-game series. Plaster that choke picture, like Boomer said, all over the practice facility, all over the garden, on everybody's locker, and come out and win game two and then take the series back, get the momentum back, which I believe they're going to do on Friday night. Is this the same Larry in Indiana that claimed he was going to drive out to the kickoff to summer show last year and then never did? I mean, that was, remember that whole thing?
Yes, we
heard about Larry. He said he was going to drive and go to the kickoff to summer, and like his wife wasn't going to go or something, and he never showed up. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Boomer. Gio, how you doing?
Good, Larry. We're a little bit disappointed at what happened last night, but we're excited for a big kickoff to summer show tomorrow. Are you making the trek out this year?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I get to meet you and Boomer and Gio, I sure will.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course you would, Larry. Now, what happened last year?
Well, my father had a stroke.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I had to turn around and come back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Larry.
Hey, but if I get an opportunity to meet you and Boomer, that would be something that I'd never forget.
Well, listen, Larry, that's a lock. If you show up there, we'll spend some time with you. We'll talk to you for a while. I mean, I you know, if that's what you want to do, for sure. I mean, just be careful driving all the way out from Indiana. But, yeah, we'll spend some time.
I think Al would even have lunch with you.
I don't know about it. I'm not sure.
Oh,
about
no.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've heard about
Al's
eating habits. I don't want no part of that.
Right. Okay. So you're a man. Okay, good.
So what do you have to say about the game last night, Larry?
Hey, I have to be honest, you know, I really thought it was over. I thought it was over. And somehow we come back. But, hey, I give you guys credit. That was a hell of a game.
Yeah, you know, Larry, and we hope to see you tomorrow and keep checking in. And obviously, if you can't make it, we understand. But if you do show up, we'll spend a lot of time with you. And good to hear from you again. But, I mean, yeah, I think all of us thought it was over, even though we just saw the Knicks come back from 20 points in the last series, two games in a row.
All the ingredients for a comeback happened. Turnovers, poor inbound play, shot clock, not paying attention to it and not taking it deeper. I mean, like, all these things that have to happen ended up happening within the last 3 minutes. And it's like an avalanche of momentum that you're fighting against as an athlete. And I don't know what to tell you. It was an unbelievable game. I'm sitting there with 3 minutes to go, just like every other Knick fan out there going, man, this is a really good basketball game that our guys played, that you could see how well they matched up well. They got the ball to the hoop. They were hitting some 3-point shots that were key. But then you could say the same thing about the Pacers. And that's what makes this series so interesting. And this is why I do believe it will go seven games.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Clarissa in Middlesex County joins us on the fan. What's going on, Clarissa?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio, my two favorite guys. How are you guys doing?
Nice, Clarissa. How are you? We're great. What's going on?
Well, so here's kind of something that I was talking about with one of my friends last night, that I'm kind of getting tired of these post-game press conferences, especially after a disappointing loss like that. Like, just seeing Carl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, like, the look on their faces after these press conferences, like, I don't understand why they do it. Like, we need that time to absorb and digest, like, that loss. Like, why can't they do that for them too and just have a press conference the next day?
I'm gonna leave this one to Boomer Clarissa because he's been in this exact situation many times
and it sucks. It's better when it's certainly better when you win, but when you lose it's really tough because you're trying to explain what just happened in real time. And the reason they want you to do that is they want the raw emotion. They want to see something. They want you to say something. And there have been many athletes in the past that have said all the wrong things at that moment, and then that just goes crazy. So it's a raw moment, kind of a raw emotion moment, which I think that most of us can appreciate, especially those of us who have played, and how difficult it is to stand up there in front of the microphone. That's why you get disgusted when a guy doesn't show up. Mm. After, you know, it's easy to show up when you win, but when you lose, like James Harden goes out the back of the locker room and doesn't want to talk, you know, that to me is like spineless.
Yeah, I mean, you see what the golfers are not obligated to do it, but still they should be doing it. You talk about growing the game and all that stuff and these things there, you know, that we got what's good for the game of golf, and then guys like Rory and Colin Morikawa disappear when things don't go their way. It's just, yeah, I think that sucks.
I'm a little different. You know, if Juan Soto doesn't want to wear the microphone on the field in Yankee Stadium, maybe he's worried about his English, maybe he's worried about, you know, something coming through the mic that's not going to be right. I can understand that. I don't have a problem with him backing out of that. But I do think that you have a responsibility as a professional athlete that the fans want to know. They want to know what you're thinking. They want to know what happened. And we're so into it.
Yeah.
I have to watch Wally and Alan, you know, in post game, I got to watch them. I got to hear what they have to say and why it happened.
No, of course. And I, you know, these guys that run away, I understand that it means a lot to them. But at the same time, you know, you're getting paid a lot of money to entertain us. And we want to hear what you have to say. So
what happened out there today?
We lost, Dave. Good question. Next.
Yeah. See, so as long as you show up and answer the questions, that's all that matters.
We lost, Dave. Good question. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Marv Albert ambushed me after Super Bowl 23.
Man, oh, a man who loves a microphone. Was that after Super Bowl 23, that interview? There's no way. He wouldn't have done that to Boomer after the Super Bowl, did he?
I believe it was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God is right.
He must have really not liked you.
Yeah.
You guys,
here I am. I grew up. I idolized the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
And, that's incredible. I never knew that was right after the Super Bowl. I thought that was after a win, the way he was busting your balls about it.
No, that was after the Super Bowl.
Wow. Oh, man. Let's go to Arnie in Fairlawn. What's going on, Arnie?
How you doing? What really drove me crazy last night, you talked about the inbound passing. It was the defense on the inbounds. Mm. Red Holtzman is rolling in his grave. He used to have Phil Jackson with the long arms and legs guarding the inbound passer. We had nobody guarding. Mitch Robinson was in the middle of nowhere laying to Obi Toppin's slam dunk in overtime.
That's on Mitchell Robinson. That's 100% on Mitchell Robinson. He knew it. You could see how his body language right after that play happened, that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, I understand that we're all frustrated by it. And it's just it should never happen.
Yeah, I mean, and especially when you're talking about this is an issue both ways. I mean, defensively and offensively with inbound of the ball, and the Pacers are more prepared and they're better in those situations. And it came to roost at the worst moments at the end of this game. Eddie found the Marv thing since we're on this. I don't want to get too far away from it. But this was Marv Albert. As Clarissa said, why do these guys have to talk after bad losses? This is after the Super Bowl and that Boomer played in, and Marv Albert goes up to him and is busting his balls.
Given the circumstances, I think it's a lot easier to deal with a blowout than it is to lose a game in the last 34 seconds. But, you know, I take my hat off to Joe Montana and the San Francisco 49ers. There's not too many men that can do what he did, especially late in the biggest game of the season. And he's a great quarterback, and it's an indication of why he's going to be a legend when his career's over.
The stats read 11 for 25, 144 yards. What happened? What did San Francisco do?
Well, unfortunately, it just never seemed like we got on track. It seemed like we had third and nine too much. And when you have third and nine and to have to deal with the pass rush that they have, sometimes your passing game is not going to be where you would like it to be.
You got
to
get.
You know, they did some good things. We moved the ball. We felt very good about where we were moving it in the beginning of the game. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, it just didn't come about for us.
All right, here is that interception. We'll take a look at it. Tell us what occurred here.
Well, it's just what we call a sprint left, and it was an out pattern to Tim McGee. And I guess Romanowski just made a great play because Timmy was open behind him, and Romanowski just jumped up and made a great play. I mean, that's a big league play right there in a big league game, and there's nothing much I can do about that because the guy behind him was open, and you know, sometimes those things are going to happen.
You talk to players in this dressing room, and the one sentence that comes out is to be 34 seconds away from a victory. How that hurts.
You know, it really is incredible. It's a little bit like deja vu when we played them last year, but hey, you know, we still have the best record in the NFL, if that's any consolation, if you really think about it. And our team played magnificently down the stretch. Our defense played extremely well throughout the playoffs. They lost Tim Crumry today. And, you know, the greatest thing about today, Stanford Jennings had a little baby girl yesterday, and he ran back a touchdown. So we're very happy for him. But, you know, overall, we had a great season. I know I can go through all these cliches about
I was going to point that out, yes.
But, thanks, you know, Mark. This takes all the hoopla out of it.
What went through your mind
when that line? Is that at the end?
That was incredible. All I could think about was back when Joe Theismann got hit by Lawrence Taylor, and God, it was just you know, one of those things that you just hope that would never happen to any player, let alone somebody on your own team. And when he went off, I told him we were going to get him the ring. You know, I hope he doesn't make me buy him one now.
Boomer Esiason, always a man who enjoys speaking in a microphone, I must say. That. Thank you for coming on in a difficult situation.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
He handled that great. Did you not?
I don't, you know, whatever.
When you're listening to that, what are you thinking now, all these years later?
I feel like it's a whole nother lifetime.
Yeah. Do you remember the answers to those questions that you gave, or that was all, like, new to you now, today?
I haven't heard it fully. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that. Just ruined my day. Just like the Knicks ruined my night, this now ruins my day. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I even tried to stop it, and Eddie kept going.
He just wouldn't stop it.
Like I wanted to hear a little more, and then we kept it going, and I was like, okay, enough. And then, but yeah, that was the end. I mean, Marva, why don't you take a look at this interception?
Here's where you really sucked.
You were 23 seconds away.
By the way, Bill Romanowski, a rookie.
Wow.
In that game. And you know, he had a good rookie year, and he made an unbelievable play on the play. He did. He reached up like this and knocked it up in the air and actually came down with it. I'm like, God damn it.
Sometimes you got to tip your cap to the great players.
Jay. That's right.
All right.
But what you do is you show up, you act professional, and you take the questions as they come.
Damn right. Kenny in Tom's River. What's going on, Kenny?
Yes. Good morning, guys. I just wanted to talk about the game last night. I mean, it was a fantastic comeback by Indy. But at the end, when Halliburton hit that two-point shot, and gave the choke sign, it was premeditated. I thought it was the most classless thing I've ever seen. He imitated Reggie Miller. I mean, have some class. You're a professional athlete. You're on television, millions of viewers. What's your take on that, guys?
And my take is that he touched the money, and he did exactly what Reggie did way back when that ended up costing them the series against the Knicks.
Yeah, and I hope it works out that way as well. I will say, though, that Halliburton, sometimes we say these guys don't have self-awareness. He really thought it was a three. It wasn't. And he said multiple times after the game that if he knew it was a two, he never would have done it. And he was like, thank God it wasn't overtime, because that would have looked really bad. So
one thing I will say about Halliburton, at least he remembers Reggie Miller. At least he remembers the history.
Yeah.
He went back and probably saw it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
So I could appreciate the ode to Reggie Miller, who's in the house. That I can respect, because that is like a little bit of like, hey, you used to do this, I'm doing this now.
Sure.
Which I appreciate from that standpoint, but I also know doing that and having that picture plastered in the locker room, or in, I don't know if they get playbooks or if they get iPads, you know, when they're watching tape or whatever. But, you know, these guys are close. He and Jalen Brunson are close friends.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that, like, if that were Frank Reich that did that to a game, you know, after a game, and he and I were playing, I don't know how I would take that.
Well, I'll tell you how you take it. Like, you play golf all the time with buddies. There are times where somebody says something or does something on the out there that you hate that guy for at least 10 or 15 minutes.
I don't do that.
No, not you. I'm talking about, like friends of mine that I'll play with.
Like
you,
Wally?
Wally, yeah.
Wally could be a real
My
jerk.
Buddy Sal Graziano could be a real a-hole out there.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff like that where you're like, you're a friend of mine, but in the next 15 minutes, I want to beat your ass so bad and then stuff it in your face because you're messing with me. But then at the end, you're like, hey, everything's cool. We're
friends. You know, you try to win with class and you try to lose with class. That's kind of the
And unknown. Some people aren't capable of that.
Yes.
You know?
Like
Tyrese Halliburton, apparently. But we're in Geo.
But, you know, the good thing is, man, it could be deja vu, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, everywhere around the practice facility, every corner, have that picture up, no matter where you go, on the crapper, everywhere.
You want to come down the lane? You want a nice little layup?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see you at the bucket.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, you guys have this notion that the national media is not really into the Knicks. Well, you might be right. Here are your guys from All the Smoke.
Oh,
here we go. These guys right. Are going to hate the Knicks. I know Matt Barnes was the guy in the middle. I don't know who the other two guys are.
Steven Jackson's one of them.
I don't think Steven Jackson's in this.
Okay.
Unless I missaw it. It looked like it was Matt Barnes and then two guests.
All right.
Maybe it was. I could be wrong. So you're going to hear some bleeps from the guy on the right talking under his breath like he's so annoyed with the Knicks. Just give a good listen, Eddie. Make sure I didn't miss any beeps here. This is All the Smoke, where they're essentially saying, oh, my God, not the Knicks. Please, God, no, not the Knicks.
Going to the Eastern Conference, fellas, we are in some dangerous motherfucking water right now, because if the Knicks get to the finals and have to win the finals, we're not going to be able to tell no one from New York nothing for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
The next years, you can't say to nobody from New York. Boys are able
you
to
see,
slide
they hate
to
the fans.
That,
they hate the
make
fans.
It happen,
that's,
man.
That's what it is.
Okay.
One of them is Vernon Maxwell.
Yeah, okay.
By
okay.
One of them's Vernon Maxwell.
Oh, man.
Right? Steven Jackson's not there.
No, he's not.
Okay.
That's very disappointing.
So the one who was under his breath going, oh, bleep, no, not the Knicks, bleep, that was Vernon Maxwell, the guy
yes.
on the right.
Yeah. And he goes, I'm reading what it says.
Yeah.
It says, God damn, I'm glad we ain't playing against them mother effers. That's what Vernon Maxwell said.
You know what's amazing, and I meant to say this earlier, is that when you see the celebration out on the street on 7th Avenue on Friday night, okay, you see all of that.
Yeah.
Somebody put up on social media, I forget who it was, and I thought it was so perfect. He goes, LeBron didn't want to do this. This star didn't want to do this. This star didn't want to come here. Kevin Durant didn't want to do this. Kyrie Irving didn't want to do this. And basically, it's the Villanova 3, along with Kat and OG, that are doing this and are the ones that are bringing back the pride to the Garden via basketball. You know what I mean? Like, all these other guys didn't want to come to New York. They could have been a part of this.
Well,
they could have done this.
That is true.
Carmelo
did want to be here.
And so did Amari Stoudemire,
yes.
But he came because they gave him a 5-year contract.
That is
Phoenix
true.
Only wanted to give him a 2-year contract because they knew his knees were only going to last 2 years.
But Carmelo wanted to be here.
He did, but...
He did. It just didn't work.
But, you know, part of it was him. A big part of it was the organization, though. Like, you know, the different coaches, the different presidents and GMs and all the crap that went on. I mean, I can't say it's all his fault, but nonetheless, at least now Leon Rose has got this thing stabilized.
Should they not win, you will have Kevin Durant here next year, and you probably will win. And he'll come be the missing piece.
Shut your mouth.
KD.
No, stop NYC. Talking about other players down here. Now, I don't want to talk about Giannis. He's not here. I want to focus on this team.
Giannis was asked on social media, favorite city to play in, New York.
Let this team handle it. They got listen, these Villanova kids got what it takes.
They do. I don't disagree with you.
You know who the other person was in that video? Keon Dooling.
Who I believe.
Keon Dooling.
Was he on the Heat for a while?
Yeah, but he was also on the Nets, and I believe he did a weekly spot or was like on.
Keon Dooling.
Keon Dooling was.
Was he on with Joe and Evan?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I remember this. Keon Dooling would come on a lot. It might have been a weekly. I got to text Evan about it.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right, so those guys clearly not wanting the Knicks to win. Because of the fans. Here's a guy, and you would think because of the fans, the way he was treated, would be all into hating on the Knicks. So he's not. Here's Brian Windhorst on the Dan Patrick Show.
What Jalen Brunson is doing in New York is historic. And I think that would be the best story. And if you want to brand me as somebody who's works for ESPN and wants the New York team to win, that's fine. I'm from Cleveland. I live in Omaha. That story is amazing.
Meaning what would be the best story for a final series? He would like the Knicks there, he is saying. And he's talking about Brunson's deal being so impactful for this franchise going forward.
Jalen Brunson taking that contract that he took
is
going to be the gift that keeps on giving for the Knicks. The Knicks are here ahead of schedule.
And he actually said he believed the Knicks thought they'd be in this position maybe next year or the year after as they kept building pieces. But here they are right now with a great opportunity to win.
You see the video of the man screaming in his face as he was leaving the garden?
I did.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
I will tell you, we talked about the guys that they threw some pieces of garbage at him. There was also a Knick fan, though, that jumped in front and was telling people to stop. So for all the garbage of humanity that's out there, there are some good people that did try to help him too. So I did point that out.
Big target area there.
I mean, the only thing I will say is that
if you miss Brian Windhorst with garbage, you really got no accuracy.
I mean, like that all that stuff's over the top. But this now becomes the pressure point. There was pressure points last series. Now we start again.
Can't you make the case, though, there was more pressure in last series than there is now?
No way.
But they've taken another step, though.
Now, if we're not the Pacers, the Pacers knocked them out last year. Revenge, 7 games. Boom, let's go. It's time to kick ass and take names. This is like everybody's against them.
Us against the world.
That's right, exactly. Well, I can't believe I'm saying that because it's the Knicks. You think you shouldn't have to say that.
Sometimes when you kick ass, there's some blood. Remember when Josh Hart got bloodied?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, when he was going up for the shot. Well,
he's not a hockey player.
That is true. Jalen Brunson was asked how the guys reacted in the locker room about that tough situation for Hart.
Our team, no one really cared. just Josh. I think he deserved it, but I'm happy he's okay.
So they're still having some fun with one another. All good. Then, this is basketball related, obviously. So when the Mavericks won the draft lottery, what did you have? A lot of people talking about conspiracy again, give it to him because of Luka and all that stuff. Okay, so brings me to Shaquille O'Neal, who is feeding into the draft lottery conspiracy, and he takes it very, very close to home.
I don't know if you heard this story, but in 1992... I think the draft was in June or something. I meet Mr. Stern in March. And he says to me, hey, no, you are. Can't wait for you to come to the NBA. Then he pulls me to the side. You want to play where it's cold or where it's hot?
And so he says he would prefer to play where it's hot. And then the ping pong balls fall. He ends up in Orlando, Florida. So he says, now you see the Dallas thing.
I didn't think anything about it. But, you know, you hear a lot of these conspiracy theories that now, there's a lot of situations that could make these things sound good and sound true. Like, okay, Dallas gets rid of one of the best players, but we're getting a new one. Ding, 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 ding.
So now you got these guys even.
Oh, Dallas got rid of one of the fattest best players.
Center okay. Johnson playing the piano in the background.
I don't know who that is. And then lastly, I'll play for you this. Do you have the show sheet by any chance up?
I can give it right away. Go this for it.
Very relatable. Could you just tell me when The Mets GM became the former commissioner of the NBA.
I was going to say that because it says Stearns here. And he spelled it the way he
did. Alvaro David Stearns.
Yeah.
Just like the Mets GM, not David Stern, S-T-E-R-N. He went S-T-E-A-R-N-S. Yeah. But then again, why is that?
You.
Okay. All right, fine. You could say that. But then again, he's not exactly, he's a sports adjacent guy, as we know, as he tried to come up with the nickname of the Garden yesterday when we were talking basketball in the warm-up show.
And then outside the greatest arena in America, Jerry.
The world's most famous arena. Good.
Exactly.
God, man. Jesus. What did you just call it? The greatest arena in America.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Wow. Otherwise known as, you have another name for it?
Oh, man.
The Mecca.
There you go. You should have stuck with the Mecca.
You got that one right.
So that was kind of funny.
It's the Mecca of away teams is what it has been.
It has been. Not anymore. Yes. Now it's your Mecca right now. The Eagles give head coach Nick Sirianni a multi-year extension. Fred Warner of the Niners gets 3 years, $63 million, and you've got Hurricanes Panthers game one tonight.
Let's go to Keith in Kinnelon, New Jersey. What's going on, Keith?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a question for the two of you. Well, not really a question, just a statement where...
All right, wait a minute. Are you a Yankee or a Met fan? I just want to know the context.
Well, I'm more of a Yankee fan than a Met fan, but I'm a huge baseball fan.
Okay.
But my thoughts on Soto, like, I was happy the Yankees didn't bring him back, but I'm also happy the Mets got him. Because, he's a tool player. He can hit, and he can hit with power. And he's going to the Hall of Fame on his back. But as for running, throwing, and fielding, he's mediocre. And that's a lot of money for a tool player.
Have you heard me speaking about this for the last 6 months?
About what?
About exactly what you're talking about.
No, I haven't heard that on here at
all. Well, I mean, listen, Aaron Judge is a five-tool player. And maybe, you know, he doesn't run nearly as much as we'd like him to run. And by the way, you know, Carl Ravitch and those guys and Eduardo Perez and David Cohen, you know, coming out of the booth last night, just talking about, you know, making a catch in right field. Jesus, God. I mean, he should make that catch. That's what you're expecting him to make a catch.
Was Keith saying two-tool or tool-tool?
I think two-tool, not a tool-tool.
Because Al heard tool-tool, and then I heard tool-tool, and I was thinking maybe he's trying to say two-tool.
I thought he was calling him a tool. So instead of saying he's a five-tool player, he's a tool player.
I heard two-tool.
Yeah, I heard tool.
Yeah, like, that's right. Well, you
tool
heard
tool.
I heard two-tool.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he hits for power.
He hits, and he hits with power. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame on his back.
But he's not Aaron Judge. We all know
tool.
That.
Tool. Of course.
That's why I was saying, and I have been saying, $765 million. Plus private jets, plus a suite, plus this, plus that. Now, I want him to do well, and I want him to win. I want the Mets to win.
Better.
But Jesus.
Rich is calling from Manhattan. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rich. What's up?
So, diehard Knicks fan, 39 years old, born in 86. I was at the four-point play. In 99.
Well, you're joining two more guys.
Yeah, we were right there with you, man.
All of us.
When the buzzer sounded on Friday, I felt chills. That was an amazing feeling. I've been through the pain that every Knicks fan over the age of 35.
In the last 25 years sucked. Let's face it. You look back at 10 years ago to this team. And look at that roster. Look at that team. Look who was coaching. Look who was run. That was a Phil Jackson here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a disaster. They won 17 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome James. Come on.
That was before that, but yes.
Here's my question, guys. I'm a New York City kid, played AAU basketball. Like to think I know the game really well. Is there any chance, besides Deuce and Precious, that we get to see the true value of Landry Shamet or Campaign? Because I know we're going to see Obi. I know we're going to see TJ McConnell, who scares me. I know we're going to see Ben Shepherd in that series. is there any chance we get some bench and we get some confidence in this bench? Because that could be a game changer.
No, I don't. I don't think that Tibbs is going to empty out his bench. I don't think. I mean, for God's sakes, you saw Landry Shamet with 3 minutes to go when they were up 40 points in game six.
Yeah, I would just say that the Pacers will play 9 to 10 guys, and they will go balls to the wall for four quarters. That's their thing. That's what they do. They'll even, I think I was reading somewhere, where they'll go 14% like full court pressure just to annoy Jalen Brunson and to make him have to work like he normally has to work. You know, we all feel like Jalen Brunson works as hard as anybody in basketball because he has the ball in his hands. They're super pressurizing him. He's got to be able to think. He's got to be able to dribble. He's got to be able to shoot. He's got to be able to do all the things that he does. That's why we all love him, why we think he's so great and the greatest point guard that this team has ever had since Walt Frazier. Regardless of what Stephen A. Smith says, this is the greatest point guard we've ever had since Walt Frazier.
Yeah, but as far as the... what the, you bitch. As far as what the caller's asking about, no, I don't think Tibbs thinks he's going to play his guys, and you're going to see a similar rotation, and that's what it's going to be.
I mean, you may get... Precious may get a little bit of run here, a little bit more, but I don't know, Campaign and Landry Shamet. I mean, like, Campaign had his one game against Detroit in game one.
Yeah. I mean, and what was Tibbs doing at the end of that game? I mean, Rick Brunson had to go up to him twice and go, "Can I get the starters out of the game? You know, we're up by a million." And then Jalen Brunson himself went up to Tibbs. It was like, okay, it's time to get these guys out.
What are we doing?
Jesus.
Here?
I mean, Reggie Miller's freaking out. Richard Jefferson's freaking out about it. I mean, they're like, what are Doris Burke? Was like, what are you doing? All it takes is one guy to get hurt for your entire championship dream to crumble when you're up 30-something points with 4 minutes to go. Mm. Let's go to Steve, who's in Newark. What's going on, Steve?
What's up, boys? Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope you guys are going to have a great week.
Well, same to you, Steve.
Well, thank you, sir. I just, Boomer, I mean, I went to go put on my Gotham Sports app last night, forgetting that, you know, Yankees are on Sunday Night Baseball. So, played the fan, went to the Odyssey app, and just happened to hear Dave Sims again not calling the rubber match of Yankees-Mets first Subway Series with Soto. We have to listen to Emmanuel Babari and Susan Wallman. Where is Dave Sims?
Dave Sims was sick, had a voice issue,
mm-hmm.
and okay. and I, you know, obviously, I... Don't hold that against
Barry shows him. Up. Barry took a bolt to the face. He shows up the next day. Booms. You had 101 fever, right? You showed up for it.
Yeah, I get where you're going, Steve. I understand that. But this is...
I mean, how could he have no voice? He took off last weekend.
I don't know. Maybe he lost his voice in Seattle. Who knows?
I know.
Could we get somebody that actually wants to work for the Yankees?
Wow. Oh, come on.
Jeez, Steve, man. I tell you.
You know, I will tell you, when you have a bad voice, whether it be you or me or Jerry or Al or anybody... It is tough, and the thing about having a bad voice, having some sort of upper respiratory, is that it's frustrating to listen to.
Yeah,
so sometimes the better part of valor is to step away and do what he did.
So Dave did put out a post that I think if the issue hadn't occurred with the Seattle series. With you saying, "Where's Dave?"
Yeah,
he would not have put out this picture. That's
no, he's a social media guy. He's all over social media.
I'm telling you, he would not have put out this picture. This was a straight up. I gotta let everybody know that I'm sick.
I mean, so, you could hear it. By the way, I could hear it in the game before.
Yeah, no, I understand. I don't say he's faking it. What I'm saying is,
I'm saying like that he did the right thing by everybody by not coming to last night's game.
Right, but he made a bigger deal out of it because of the what. There's no two ways about it. He's got the towel over his head. He's inhaling steam. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the times that I've been sick, I've never taken a picture of myself and put it on social media.
Yep.
Going, oh, look at me throwing up.
This is my point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. What is that? That I guess, I don't know what that is.
That's a, hey, I got to prove to you that I'm sick.
No, we can
That's
hear
what
it.
That is.
Well,
I know,
heard it.
I know, but not everybody did. You know what I'm saying? I didn't listen to the game on the radio on Saturday. I had no idea.
You know, this is our life. This is what we do. And there's nothing worse for the listener out there when our voices aren't normal. It's frustrating for them.
Yeah, we're talking about two different things. I agree that he should have taken off. My point is that...
But the social media sympathy thing, you're not down with.
Right, and I also think he did that as a direct result from the criticism that you gave him from missing the series. So he needed to show everybody, look, I'm not taking another day off. I'm not taking the rubber game off of the Subway series. I have to show you that I am ill. That, I think, was the whole point.
And by the way, I have nothing. There's nothing. I have no disrespect towards that at all.
Okay. All good.
That's fine. That's what you should do. If you're not right, you don't sound right, you don't want to torture the listeners.
This is the avalanche of things that happen when you are in the crosshairs in this city when it comes to sports. It's got all the ingredients. It's got every single ingredient in the recipe for slamming a guy and criticizing a guy, which is money, lack of performance, and then the big one, not looking like you're trying. Those things all together are going to get you in the bad graces of the fans. And because this thing is so fueled by Yankees and Mets fans, you're getting Mets fans that are defending him, and you're getting Yankee fans that are ripping him. He really wants to be a Yankee. He doesn't want to be a Met. I really don't think that any of that stuff necessarily is relevant. But one thing that I do believe is when Bob Clappidge says that there are people in the Mets organization that are concerned about his mood and why he doesn't look like he's happy to be a Met. That, I think, is a thing. Because think about it in this way. If you are the person who forks over this contract, bends over backwards, every bit of salary, every bit of signing bonus, every bit of perk, the suites and the jets, the whole thing for your family, not him, as we're the Mets are.
Well, I mean, he's on the plane with his team. I'm assuming that, you know, given that it's Boris and given this is the largest contract in history, and given Boris's history as an agent, I would think that, you know, there's got to be a road suite involved.
Oh, things.
Everything, yeah.
So think if you're the person, Steve and Alex Cohen, that have done this, and then you watched him last year doing the Soto shuffle, and he's grabbing his junk, and he's moving around, and he's getting in everybody's face, and he's doing all this stuff, and he looks like he's intense, and he's happy. And then he comes here, and you're getting this. I'd be concerned, too.
Better get him a sports psychologist.
I mean, I would be. I would be like, well, what? This is not the guy that I expected to be here. And forget about the production for a second, because I think that'll straighten itself out. But the demeanor is the weird thing.
Well, maybe when the production comes, we'll see the demeanor. Because, again, it's all part and parcel to the confidence of the athlete in question.
Yeah.
So if he's hitting big home runs, which he did early on, he hit a couple big home runs, had a couple huge games, won games for the Mets offensively. And it looked like he was coming around, but, you know, this past weekend was a disaster. You know, not running out to right field because he didn't want to deal with the Yankee fans chirping him or turning their back on him. And it seemed like he still is a human being at the end of the day, and he still does have feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have that, and I would imagine that that was pretty tough this past weekend watching, you know, the Yankees take 2 out of 3. And, you know, and while he was getting on base, it just didn't seem like he was off for whatever reason. And it didn't seem like he handled the weekend all that well.
That's right. And he came out there, and I love the fact that he tipped his cap and all of that. But there's no doubt that he was affected by it. I mean, the caller mentioned it was true because you saw it. He was the last one to go out on the field. He wasn't out there, especially the first time he went out to right field. He went out when the warm-up throws were over. I mean, and that was pointed out on the broadcast. And then he would go out there, and he would obviously didn't jump with the grand slam like he would have, I think, if he was somewhere else. So, yeah, it affected him in a negative way, yeah.
Yeah, and then on top of all of that, you know, the call Ravage just creating all this controversy.
Yeah,
Sunday Night Baseball with Eduardo and David Cone getting after him.
This, once again, I'll point this out. Yeah. It's like we're talking about, Bob Clappidge said this, Michael Kay said this, Carl Ravage said this. There is somebody in the Mets organization and the Yankees organization that is giving this information to these guys because they want everybody to know about it. These reporters and these guys that have been around baseball forever are not making this stuff up. There's definitely someone from a Yankees perspective that's getting their story out on it. And there's also someone from a Mets perspective that's doing the same thing. And they want the fans to know that these things are going on.
And, could be players. Doesn't have to be executives. Doesn't have to be front office people.
Well, but the Clappage thing said that there are people, you know, in the upper management or whatever term that he used that are concerned about his demeanor. But it could be players, too. Yeah. I mean, that would be a real problem.
Well, player agents, the whole thing, you know, everybody's involved.
Everybody is involved, especially when you're talking about New York baseball and Juan Soto and everything else. But, I mean, right now the Yankee fan is just loving it. I mean, this is the direct opposite of what the offseason was. Like, the offseason was the Met fan screaming. You remember when they were doing the Rico, the live Rico Bronya podcast, and it was Evan, and it was Sal, and it was Lugauer, and Hoffman, and they're, we got Soto, and yeah, and screaming, and every Yankee fan was like, oh, God, what a mess, and now we got to go to Plan B. Now Plan B's been great for the Yankees. Soto looks like he's loafing around, and the Yankees are scoring more runs than they did even last year. I mean, right now is like, it's good to be a Yankee fan.
It is.
At this moment.
Well, I mean, but we're, you know, we're 2% into his entire career. Not even 2%, probably less than 1% into his entire career here as a Met.
Yeah. Let's go to Les in Rockland County. What's going on, Les?
Hey, Boomer Geo, how are you guys?
All right, Les, what's happening?
Hey, I got a quick question. How long before we replace Bobby Bonilla Day in Queens with Juan Soto Day?
Yeah, I mean, they already are paying him for the next 15 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're not there yet, Les. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, come on.
You come on.
You come on.
You come on.
Yeah.
He's played, what, 40 games?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yep. So,
God.
It's just that there's been
remember,
so
this all started with Francisco Lindor started this way, too. Remember mm-hmm. the thumbs down with Javi Baez and all yeah, that
yeah.
crap?
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. it didn't start out right.
No. I mean, we'll hopefully be laughing at this stuff like we were laughing at the Lindor slow start and everything last year, you know, and now the.
I expect we will be. I expect that he'll have a summer to remember, and he'll lead the team to the playoffs, and then, you know, hopefully he's as clutch in the playoffs as he was for the Yankees last year.
Joey in the Bronx. What's going on, Joey?
I think Soto needs a service dog.
Why is that, Joey?
Yeah.
He could have brought him out to the field the other day instead of waiting, like, before the game started. But he could have used that. I think his feelings were a little hurt.
Yeah, Joey, listen, man. This is the time to pile on if you are a Yankee fan. This is the time. And you know what? You're allowed. You're allowed right now.
Yes.
And he's got to be thinking, the Met fans got to be thinking, last laugh has got to be ours. But right now, just like the Yankee fan was saying in the offseason, well, this doesn't matter. You still got to go and play. You still got to go win with him. I mean, the Met fans' response is, well, it's only May. We're still going to be fine. He's going to be great. So shut up.
Who won the offseason?
The Mets won the offseason.
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. No. At the time.
Okay.
Because winning the offseason is grabbing the headlines during the offseason.
Nobody cares. Right. I want to grab the headline during the season.
Exactly.
And what did Brian Cashman do when Juan Soto decided to sign with the Mets? What did he do?
He went out to Plan B, and he got Max Fried, and he got Paul Goldschmidt, and he got Cody Bellinger.
That's called pivoting.
Pivoting. Pivot spot.
Plan B.
So we are giving away a Chef IQ send. So let's start here, Jerry. We'll start with a couple of people, and then if we have some time, we will get into some sports updates.
So this, if you want to probe your meat, this is the thing right here.
All right, two people who are willing to come up that think that they are grill masters. Two people that are willing to come up, not afraid of a microphone, that are willing to come up. I saw one hand here, one here, and a one back there. All right, you guys come up right here with the green hat. And then my man with the beard with the black hat and the Mets. Can we just get somebody to give them the right way up? Maybe a Jess, maybe a Big Hurls, maybe a Sean Kennedy. Anybody with a little go-getter attitude. We'll go and bring these guys up. And we're going to do a little game here with Jerry Recco is going to quiz these folks.
You are?
I will.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Good to see you, Jerry.
Nice to see you, Boomer.
So you know what we're going to do is, Jerry, I'm going to hand it over to you because...
What's the issue here?
we got three guys, but two of...
Only need two.
So
One guy's out.
Get the Yankee fan out of here.
Yankee fan's got to go, so...
Yeah, we got Juan Soto. You get out of here.
There he is. All right, what's your name?
Yeah. Bob from Belmar?
Yeah. Bob from Belmar.
How are you?
Long commute.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you too.
Very cool. So here's what we're going to do. And
who are you?
Your name in the green hat.
Mike.
Where are you?
Darien, Connecticut.
From Darien, Connecticut.
Wow.
That's traveling, unlike Bob from Belmar, who just walked down the block, which is cool.
I did.
That was awesome. So here's what we're going to do. So we're giving away the Chef IQ, right?
Yes.
You're going to have to win two lies and a truth. The guy who gets the most right is going to walk away with the Chef IQ. All right? These are show-related. You guys good with that?
Yeah.
All right. I will tell you right now, just real quick, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right. So here we go. We'll go with... names again? Bob and
Mike.
Mike. Bob and Mike. All right, Bob, you go first. Two lies and a truth. I'm going to give you three things. You're going to tell me which is the truth, which are the two lies. Number one, this is Boomer related. Number one, played football at Maryland under head coach Ralph Friedgen. Is that a lie or a truth?
Truth.
No, God.
For real? You said Maryland.
Under Ralph Friedgen, you
listen,
dope.
We got to get schematics.
Gosh. Okay, well, you got to listen to the whole thing.
Okay, that's fair.
He won a Super Bowl.
No.
What?
You know, I'm about this close, really.
What I do?
I'm going to kick the living crap out of you and Al.
I didn't do anything. Holy smokes.
See what you started, Eddie?
All right, so you're 1-1. You're 1-1. Let's see if you can break the tie now, and I'll give you the win for this one. Lost to the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
That is also a truth.
All right, so yeah.
Oh, boy. I know what you were doing when I was playing.
That's so cool.
All right, do it with your right hand.
You stand aside for a second. Here we go. All right, Jim, you ready? This is about Gio. All right, this is about Gio. Two lies and a truth. Has a tattoo.
Well, Mike.
Oh, yeah, you too.
That works.
Mike, my bad. He has a Knicks tattoo.
Gio?
No, Al Dukes. Gio. Yes.
False.
That is correct. He's got a Vikings tattoo. You're 1-1. Next one is an accomplished musician.
True.
That is true. Last one, if you get this, you're going to win the round.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Accomplished. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I won the Super Bowl of music.
You did.
Yeah.
Last one, his mom flies private planes.
Like not...
No, not private.
Not
a small, I'm sorry.
Not like, on a private jet.
No.
Is
single,
my mom
like,
a pilot?
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Well, the way you're putting it right now, I'm going to say true.
Wrong.
No,
okay,
dad.
His dad is. All right, so we're tied after one
we're
round.
Tied. Come on up, Bob.
Here we go. Here we go, Bob. You ready? This is about Al Dukes, all right?
Al Dukes.
Okay. Al Dukes. Al Dukes, Al Dukes. Two lies and the truth.
Al Dukes is a weirdo.
That's all I hear.
True.
He has a golden retriever named Whimsy.
That is false.
That is false.
It is a...
it doesn't matter. It's not a... It's a very good job there. All right, here we go. Next one from Al Dukes. Favorite condiment is barbecue sauce.
I'm going to go false.
That is false. He doesn't need anything with sugar. You're two for... If you get this one, you're going to put a lot of trouble on Mike. Last one. He loves quiet nights alone.
Oh, that's definitely true.
That is very true. Three for three. Well done. Well done. All right, here we go, Mike. You got to get all three of these, otherwise, Bob's the winner. This is about Eddie Scazzeri, white wine connoisseur.
False. I would say red wine.
That is red wine. Good job. Well done. Here we go. Number two.
By the way, Bob's hammered already. Everybody knows that. Nobody said
Bob
it.
Bob or Mike?
No, Mike. I'm sorry. Mike. I might be hammered already. Good job, Mike.
I love you.
All right, here we go. Number two. Claims to be a drinking machine while playing beer pong.
Who?
If you Eddie, the guy we're talking about.
Oh, Ace Gazzeri? False. Yeah.
That is false. It's
all right,
car
comes
bombs.
Down to this.
Last
car
one.
Bombs,
once drank a guy under the table, and the guy was fired the next day for showing up for work, for not showing up for work. Do 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 do.
You just say true or false, man. Two choices.
False.
Bob, you win.
Chef IQ sends goes
good
to
job.
Bob.
Good job,
Mike,
man.
You did a great job.
Man.
All right,
Bobby, good job.
That is true. Just Eddie once drank a guy under the table. Mike, he didn't show up for work the next morning, and he was fired the next day.
Hydrate. Hydrate, Mike.
True.
Hydrate.
Yes.
Good job, Bob.
Yes.
Made one of these,
good
okay?
Good job, man. Good
and
job.
What? Yep. Let's watch Mike down the steps. All right? Good job, man. Enjoy yourself. We don't need a lawsuit on our hands. Sean, you got him?
All right, remember Boomer, first Boomer in GO Live. Same type of thing. Same type of thing down the steps. So very good there, Jerry. Chef
there
IQ Sense.
Win the right Chef here. IQ Sense.
Probe
How about
your
that?
Meat.
That was very good.
That was very good.
Probing your meat, baby.
Probing your meat, baby.
Probing your meat.
Nobody does it better than Chef IQ Sense. All right, so
I'll give
you sports.
I'll give you a couple of things just basketball related here. We'll start with, because we got the Knicks and Pacers tonight, game two. We know how game one went and all that. So just a couple of things here. Give you Tom Thibodeau, guys, talking about, you know, responding after that deflating loss the way they fell late the other night.
Tough losses are part of this league. It happens, right? And then you got to bounce back. So it's how you respond to what happened. The game is over with. You move on and be ready for the next game.
And that is tonight. Here's Jalen Brunson talking about being in the right frame of mind. I hope that's what he says.
I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be thinking about it, but I think our mindset has to be short-term memory.
Mm-hmm. And
all right,
then,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You betting on tonight's game?
Yeah, I'll bet the Knicks tonight. For sure. Yeah. I still say Knicks in five.
Okay, you say Knicks in five. Okay.
Well, I got to stick with it. They should have won game one, okay. So I expect them to come out and win game two.
What is the spread tonight?
I have not looked.
I haven't looked either, Boomer, but when Jerry continues to play some cuts, I'll give you the answer.
All right, so last one from the Knicks. This is Mikal Bridges talking about feeling good going into. Despite what happened the other night, they feel pretty good.
Energy's fine. Energy's pretty high, I think. Vibe's good. I think it's just, you know, just owning up to, you know, not finishing strong.
And try and get this win and even things up before. Because I actually, and the reason part of the winning in five is I think they've been better on the road. And I think they'll win their games in Indiana, believe it or not.
Knicks are a six-point favorite.
Okay.
6 points.
Do you have the money line numbers for me?
Yes, I do, Jerry.
More so.
The money line numbers, Knicks are minus 255.
Oof.
Pacers are plus 210.
Minus 255.
Yeah.
Ugh, okay. Well, I'm still going to bet them either way. You guys like Adam Schein, right?
Oh, yeah. Love Adam Schein.
We know Adam Schein.
Hey. We're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic.
So he loves the Knicks, and it's fair to say he didn't take that loss well the other night.
The game was over in the books. 1-0 Knicks. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go bleep yourself.
He said what?
Go bleep yourself.
I thought he could actually curse on that show.
Yes, he can.
He could if he wanted to.
I suppose on SiriusXM.
Yeah, he could.
He's not going to do that, though. So that'll be tonight around 8 o'clock or so, game number two at Madison Square Garden. Last night you had game two in Oklahoma City where the Thunder went up 2-0.
Randall catches. Dort strips him. What a play by Lugans. Dort, a first-team all-defensive selection. Outstanding anticipation. Dub giving to Shea. Down the lane. Floats it on the run. Banks it home. Left hand on Alexander Walker. And gets a bang for his bucket. Oh, what a play by Shea. SGA, so good always.
Yeah, that's Thunder Radio with the call. They wound up winning 118-103. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 38 points, 8 assists. They go up 2-0.
You know who had a tough game last night?
Julius Randle.
Yeah, he had a tough game last night.
And, Anthony Edwards actually played better and Randle did not.
Yeah.
And how do you explain this to me? We were talking about this before. Chet Holmgren is what, 7'4"?
7'4", and he weighs about 180 pounds.
How do you play 35 minutes and have 4 rebounds?
Yeah, I don't know.
That is,
he's a string bean. He gets pushed around. That's why.
Because they push him out like
Thank
that.
You. Thank you very much. Okay. Here is, how do you pronounce his head coach's name? Dagnall?
Yeah, I mean,
sure. Whatever his name is. He's the Thunder head coach talking about, you know what? Skip it. I don't need to hear from him. Give me Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. No, we don't need that either. All right, give me Dave Sims. The Yankees won yesterday.
Baldy, his pitch hit well. Right field, backing up Garcia on the track. Looking up, it's gone. How about that? Ruben Vivas with his first home run. And the Yankees have a 1-0 lead.
And that
So
was
do we like
it.
Dave Sims?
Oh, boy.
No? Yes?
Well, there's not only Yankee fans here.
Yeah, you got we got a thumbs up, a thumbs down, and a so-so. So,
and a lot of Met fans, in fairness.
Yes. All right.
But it takes a while. It takes a while to get used to something.
It does.
Yeah. Do you have Ricky Ricardo on that call?
Play it. No.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Not here. No, I don't.
I would love to hear that call.
I'm sure they can effort that, as you will. But okay. That was the only run of the game. They won 1-0. They sweep away the Rangers. You got Yankees and Rockies tonight. The 8-42 Rockies. That'll be on the Fan at 8:40.
Bet the Rockies, Jerry.
Al's going for the sweep.
What?
He's going to pick the Rockies in a sweep, he said.
Really,
Al? He wanted to know what kind of odds he could get. Yeah.
No way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The Mets open up a weekend series with the Dodgers. Griffin Canning and Clayton Kershaw, the starters there.
The Giants officially signed their top draft pick, Abdul Carter, to
and
a
by the
fully
way, have you seen the head-butting videos between Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo?
Yeah, you sent me that yesterday. Couple of oddball kids, but I like it.
You know what? Your quarterback's slamming heads with your fullback. I love it. That's two meatheads. That's great. That's the kind of guys you want. Those are real men.
Real men.
Hey, Al, come over. Give me a headbutt.
Oh, God.
No. Don't do it.
That's
no,
a
no,
bad
no,
idea.
No, little headbutt. No.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Hello? Oh, hi. As we know, the skull is made of bones, and I have osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis.
And the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up 2-0 in that series.
All right, so there were a few people that were making this trip that were special. I'd like to see if they're around. I know Larry from Indiana made the trip.
Get out.
Yes, he did.
He drove.
You're
here.
Kidding.
Where is Larry?
Larry, where are you?
Larry from Indiana.
There he is.
No way.
Yes. Come on up here.
Come on up here, Larry.
Wow. Come up by these stairs. We'll put you on in the next segment, all right?
Holy cow. We also have
to find Tracy from Atlantic Highlands, if she is here yet. She's probably going to come, like, make some grand entrance, like jumping out of a hot air balloon or something. So she's not here yet, I don't think.
That would be cool.
But she better be here because we got plans for her. And no, we're not going to make fun of you, Tracy, if you're listening. It's going to be a good thing. But we'll get Larry up here, who drove from Indiana.
Wow.
Now, he is a Pacers fan, but he likes New York, and he likes us. So we're going to be kind to him.
Yes.
Man, I tell you, sometimes you picture people in your head of what they look like.
Not what I thought.
Based on their sound, and I was completely off here.
Me too.
I thought old beard.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Much younger man.
Yes.
You know what I would say? I'd say former nose tackle.
Look at this guy. All right, so we'll get him next segment. We'll talk to him, make sure he's all good.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.